your attention to what I believe is probably some very familiar scripture with most.
Man that is born on one is a few days and full of trouble.
But every time that we lay down on the bed at night to go to sleep, listen, if we are to wake up here that next morning, it will be because the Lord sustained us. It'll be because He allowed it to happen. He is the giver of life. And not just when we are born into the world, but from day to day, God is the giver of life. And the Bible tells us here in the words of Job that man that is born of woman is only here for a short time. He only is here for a few days, that his life is filled with troubles and trials, and we know that's true. There's none of us that live a trouble-free life, is there? There's all, you know, all of us have trials and things that we face that cause us heartache and cause us sadness and cause us pain, and that's common to the human family. And, you know, when we come under the blood of Christ, as we sang about this morning, when we get saved by God's grace, that doesn't take away all the troubles that we have here in the flesh. We continue to struggle. We continue to face trials and tribulations, and we will as long as we live. And there are things that are just beyond our control. And Job made it apparent here, and he made it plain to us in these verses that I have read before you in the 14th chapter of the book of Job, that our earthly life will come to an end one day. And we all know that that's true. I mean, I don't believe there's any of us here that expect to live forever in this world. We don't expect to live forever in the flesh. Now, that may not be something that occupies your thoughts all the time, but sometimes we are reminded of that. Sometimes when we see someone that we know pass from this life, then we are reminded of our own frailty. We are reminded of the fact that that too will come to all of us one day. And so Solomon, in his writing of Ecclesiastes, he made mention of the knowledge that man possesses concerning this fact. And he said, the living know that they shall die. We are aware of this, aren't we? We don't know when that day might be. We don't know what age that it might come, but we do know that it is a fact. Today, as I stand before this congregation of people and bring this message, I stand before you here today as someone that is not going to be long for this world. And that's the same for everyone that I'm speaking to today. I'm speaking to an eternity-bound people today. We're all going to depart this world, and we're all going to go, as David said, when he was about to die, and he called his son Solomon to him and gave to him his final charge. And he said to his son Solomon, he said, I go the way of all the earth. And certainly that is true for all of us. And the only thing that's going to exempt any of us from that is if we are alive and remain, if we are among those that are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord, then we're just going to be instantly changed. That's what Paul said in his writing to the church at Thessalonica, that those who are alive and remain at his coming, that we would just experience just an instant change. But other than that, if we are not among those that are alive and remain at his coming, then one by one, we're going to be called out of the walks of this life. And I thought as I studied and as the Lord brought these thoughts to my mind, I thought about, as Brother Johnny has been mentioned here many times this morning, you know, it would appear from all the evidence that he laid down in his bed and somewhere in his sleep, the Lord took him home. You know, God is going to make that decision, isn't he? Because it is in his hands. Every breath, I hope that we all understand the truth of this today, that every breath that we breathe comes from God, and God can give to us at any time that he chooses. He can give to us our very final breath. And, you know, sometimes that happens with people when they are very young. I mean, how many times have we heard in this life of someone that suddenly passed away, and there just doesn't seem to be any reason, there just doesn't seem to be any medical reason that the person was not sick, they appeared to be as healthy as they could be, and suddenly they're just gone from the world. And you know, when we see those things, when we see things happen that we just cannot make sense of, then we just have to understand that God is in control. He's in control of our life. And Job said in the 15th verse that I read before you today, that God would call, that one day he would call. And then what will we do? What will we do? What will we do, each one of us, what will we do when God calls to us? We're going to answer that call, aren't we? That's what Job said. You're going to call, and I'm going to answer you. Solomon, the wise man Solomon, in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8, he spoke about our inability to sustain ourselves. He spoke about our inability to sustain life. He said, there is no man that has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither has he power in the day of death. And in that war, there is no discharge. You know, this is something here. Job spoke about a great truth here, and he spoke about something that you and I cannot change. We cannot change this. You know, I may have shared this with you one time, but many years ago, I knew a man where I grew up in Indianapolis, and, you know, it's beyond me how that anybody could ever get such an idea as this, but he told me one time, I was talking with him, and he said, you know, I really believe that they are making such advancements in medicine, medical technology. He said, I believe that they are making such advancements that I could foresee a time when the doctors could just keep people living and living and living and living. Well, it ain't going to happen. It's never going to happen. God's word tells us, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, that this is something that is appointed to us. It's appointed unto us once to die, and after this, the judgment. And so everybody from Adam's race, from the very time that Adam transgressed against God and brought sin into the world and death as a result of sin, every human being that is of Adam's race has that appointment with death. And I thought about all those as I was studying. I thought about those during my time here as your pastor that have already left this earthly fellowship behind. And then I thought about the members, the older members of this church that have been members here for many, many years. I thought about how many people that they must have seen through the years pass through this earthly scene. People that they once worshiped with here and sang with here and prayed with here that have passed through the scene of time and have been called to eternity and have gone to be with the Lord. And as the old hymn says, we are going down the valley one by one. One by one. This world is not permanent. This life here is not permanent. And listen, the very best that a person can do, the most important thing that any person can do, the most crucial thing about this life is that we prepare for what we know is going to come. That we prepare for, and I'm not talking about making sure that you have life insurance or making sure that you have a will or a living will. Those things are important. It's important that we prepare in the natural sense for the moment of death. But I'm talking about the greatest preparation. I'm talking about the spiritual preparation. I'm talking about the preparation that ensures the eternal well-being of your ever-living soul. Your soul. The part of you that's going to continue on when this life is over. Oh, I believe in heaven, and I believe in hell. I believe there are eternal places. I'm convinced today that those that know the Lord, when the time comes when they are called from this life, that they go to be with God. They go to be with Him in that place that He's prepared for His people. And those that are not prepared go to the lower world. They go to a place of torment. You know, listen, there's a lot of people walking around on planet Earth that don't believe that there's anything after this. But they'll find out that there is. They'll find out that there is. You know, our brothers and our sisters who through the years have outstripped us in this life and have already answered that call and have already gone on. Thank God they are gathering together again. Thank God they are gathering together in the place that God has prepared for His people. Listen, there, as I said, there are many of you, especially those of you who have been members of Fairview Memorial for many years. You can think back through the years of time and you can remember many people that you worshiped with in this life. You can remember many people that you assembled with in this life. Some of them you probably have not seen for years now. They left the world years ago. They answered that call and went to be with God. But we can be assured, those of us who have made preparations, those who have sought the Lord and have been saved, we can say with all assurance that there is a place, there is a meeting place where we will be together again. You know, I know that when someone that we love dies, when someone that we love leaves the world, it causes pain. It does. I mean, we're human and we can't help that. It causes pain and it causes sorrow. But I'll tell you what, the greatest pain is for someone to leave our ranks and not leave us any hope that we'll ever see them again. Those that have left us a testimony, then we can look at the victory that we'll one day have. Let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross and made the atonement for our sins, when he rose again on the third day, and then after proving himself alive by many infallible proofs, he ascended back to heaven. Listen, the Lord opened up the way for anybody that knows him to be able to say that death will have no victory over me. It won't. It won't. The very best that it can do is separate us for a while. I try to encourage families whenever I can. I've experienced it in my own family. But I try to encourage families whenever I can that, you know, when we've lost a loved one that knew the Lord, there's hope. There's hope that the devil can't take away from us. There's hope. There's anticipation, and there's great excitement and expectation that we will be able to be reunited with our loved ones, that we will see them again, and we'll see them in a better place, and we'll see them in a better way. We'll see them in a better light. We'll see them beyond the circumstances that they had in this world. Time is swiftly passing, isn't it? We find ourselves quickly in this life. I've told you this before. There are scriptures that I read now that I understand them so much better than I did when I was a child. Like life being a vapor. Boy, I understand the reality of that a lot more now than I did when I was 10 years old. I understand how swiftly that life really does pass us by. And we're all headed in the direction that Job spoke about. You know, I'm not expecting, it's never been this way for me, and it never will be. I'm not expecting my life here to be free from troubles and to be free from trials. I'm not expecting in my life here to never suffer anything in the flesh. I'm expecting, as I have faced in the past, as you have faced in the past, I'm expecting in the days ahead, as long as God allows us to live, that we'll face pain and we'll face trouble, and we'll face sorrow, and we'll face heartache, and we'll face all the things that the Bible tells us will come. But thank God that there is victory over all these things. When Jesus did what only he could do, he made a way for us to be triumphant over death. And for those of you today who are lost, know this, that you're going to die. You're going to die. You know what? There's a lot of people in the world that will say, "Oh, don't say that to my little child." But you need to know. You need to be aware that you will die. And listen, if God has already brought you to the knowledge that you're lost, you need to understand too that you may die young. I mean, none of us know that. I'm not saying that you will. I'm not saying that you won't. I'm saying that You know, we don't know that. We don't know when God will call us from this life. Some people do leave the world in their youth. Some people don't live very long on the earth. And so you need to make your preparations for eternity. Because man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble, and like a flower, he's cut down. He's cut down. Brother Strode, let's have a song.